Thank you, Ms. Lindell. All right, praise the Lord. Well, tonight's going to be a little different. We're going to have some soul winning testimonies, and so let me give you a little prep before we get started. I am going to thank the church on behalf of all the college students so they don't have to do it one by one and repeat it over and over again. Amen? And we do appreciate all the sacrifice and all the expense and all the prayers that you made on our behalf while we were up in Salisbury, Maryland during the Soul Winning Marathon. Thank you so much for being the backbone of what makes Landmark Baptist Church what it is and what makes Landmark Baptist College what it is. Thank you so much for all that you do and the desire that you have to keep this church what it is. Amen? And so on behalf of the college students, so they don't have to spend a lot of time doing this, we want them to get right to the point, tell you about some people that got saved, and keep it to 3 minutes. Amen? And we'll get a lot of it done tonight. I'll probably be calling mostly on some of the teens because they're usually not here on Wednesday nights, and we won't get through with everybody tonight. So let me just give you a little report from today from Salisbury Baptist Temple, okay? There were 4 first-time visitors as a direct result of the Soul Winning Marathon, okay? 4 first-time visitors. There were many return visitors from last week. All right, now here's a good one. There was one of the first-time visitors came because she received a flyer on the door and got saved today. Amen? Amen? So praise the Lord. That's what it's all about. Amen. We don't want to just go up there and rack up numbers. We want to go up there and help the churches to grow, and we want to be a blessing to it. So with that said, I want to start things off with Brother Ron Martin. He's going to come up. He drove one of the vans up for us and drove one back along with me and another couple of guys, and he was a blessing and a good help. So Brother Ron, just get started. 3 minutes.
Yes, sir. Put me behind a pole or a microphone. That's dangerous. Anyway, this is my 3rd soul winning marathon, and I want to say this: it's a blessing. If you've never had a chance to go, take that opportunity and go. It's a blessing. It really is. And the one that sticks out in my mind, we had an interesting the first day out. I ran into a British Israelite, and he called me everything that he could think that he could call me. And then down the street, further down, we went all the way to the end of the street and then turned right, made our way in the right direction. And there's an elderly man, I'd say in his 70s, upper 70s, just standing there. The Lord had him waiting for us. I went up to him, handed him a tract, popped a question to him: if you died right now, would you know for sure you'd go to heaven? He said, no, I do not know. I said, I got good news for you. God wants us to know. And I proceeded to share those amazing 3 R's. And he bowed his head and asked the Lord to save him. Showed John 6:37 to him: all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. He said, thank you very much. He said, he was so pleasant. I mean, he was just ready. John Hopkins is his name. I'll never forget his name. John Hopkins. And so it was a real blessing, real blessing.
Amen. Elijah.
All right, so I don't know how to start because you start with thank you. He said I can't. Okay, so it was a really good week. I was with Caleb Shears, my brother Nehemiah, and Lennox. So I had a good team. And one soul-winning testimony that really stood out to me was they dropped us off on a street. And a truck drove past, and Caleb pointed out to me, he said, hey, that's pastor's uncle. I was like, okay, that's cool. But kept going. And then kept going down the street, and finally we talked to a young man named Riley, and he was 20 years old, and he was in college there. And started talking to him, gave him the gospel, and we get down to the end. You know, I'm reviewing and going back through, and I asked him, I was like, so do you believe you're a sinner? He said, yes. And I was like, do you believe because of those sins, you're going to hell? And he was like, yeah, I guess so. I was like, well, why aren't you sure about that? He was like, well, it seems like if I accept Jesus as my Savior, then my sins are forgiven. And I was like, yeah, that's exactly what it is. So I was like, so do you want to do that? So then, you know, kept talking for a little bit more, and then he prayed, accept Jesus as his Savior. And then we get back to the church, and my mom calls me over. She's like, Elijah, come here. I'm like, oh, I didn't do it. And then, so then she calls me over and introduces me to pastor's aunt that lived on the same street. And she says that that boy Riley, that was 20 years old now, used to come to that church, and she had gotten him to come to camp at the church, you know, being on the same street, being a neighbor, and she'd been praying for him to get saved for a long time. And she was just so excited that he had gotten saved. She actually had a picture of him with her daughter or granddaughter when they were kids. And so that was a real blessing just to see that those seeds that were planted such a long time ago in his life were able to grow and sprout that day. So, yeah. I think got another 3 minutes.
Amen. Reese.
Hey, my name's Reese Danick. I would like to not thank the church, but thank the college and my parents for letting me go. You're welcome for all the teachers not having to be there, but I really had a great week. This is my third soul in a marathon, and it was really great. I was able to talk to a bunch of people, but two of them I was able to lead to the Lord. One of them, he said he goes to church all the time, but he wasn't 100% sure, so I was able to show him. And then the other guy was like, I don't know. So I was able to talk to him. Overall, it was a really great week. We were able to talk to a lot of people. My soul winning partner was Derek, and the ladies on my team was Megan and my mom. And Megan was so excited to have me on her team. So thank you for her being excited, and thank you.
All right. Amen. Good to know that people listen to you. All right, Edwin.
Good evening. My name is Edwin Castillo. This is actually my second soul winning marathon, and I almost didn't go this year because I don't go to the college. I go to Ridge Technical College, and I wasn't sure I was gonna work out with like missing school and stuff like that. But then I was just like, you know what? I don't really care about school. I'll just go soul winning instead. but I'll just see how that works out later. But it was a good time. My partner was Xavier, and we had Isaiah and Noah. Not sure how that worked out. I don't know who came up with that, but we had a good time, and we talked to a lot of people. I only saw one person save myself, but and it was on the first day, and that was on Tuesday, and on Wednesday, and just throughout the week. For me, I felt a little discouraged because like I talked to four people on Wednesday. I witnessed to four people, but none of them got saved. And then on Friday, I talked to, I think, like two people, and they didn't got saved either. But I was feeling a little discouraged because, I mean, on Tuesday, I was just feeling excited because I led someone to the Lord. Her name was Bree. And, but yeah, I was feeling discouraged. But then I got to thinking, like last year was my first one, and I never thought that comparing last year to this year, I was just feeling far more comfortable being able to witness to someone. And because last year I would never have talked to even like more than two people about the gospel, but it's a blessing to see myself as a soul winner, being able to just progress and just [S2] Amen. [S1] Be better at witnessing to people. And I fully intend to just continue to get better witnessing to people, because I think this week was different for me, because on the way there we were all on the bus, and some of the college students were preaching, and myself, I wasn't in the mindset I was supposed to be for soul winning, but hearing all the college students that were preaching, I was feeling convicted for not thinking the way I was supposed to, and just from there I was able to be in the right mindset to go soul winning, and I was able to just be ready. Even though I only saw one person saved, it's one less person that's going to hell.
Amen.
But it was just a blessing to see just myself again, just to be able to be a better soul winner. And I'm just thankful for that. Thank you.
Amen. Scotty.
Hello, church family. I am Scott Sears. I would like to thank my parents for letting me go. They could have said no, but it was really great. My first Holy Marathon, and I was partnered with Isaac, and we had a really great time. I was the silent partner for most of Isaac's souls. I got to witness to several people, but none of them got saved, unfortunately. But we were going down this one street called Roger Street. It was long. And there was this guy walking his dog. Isaac walked up to him, said, "Hi, we're from Salisbury Baptist Temple." And he asked a question, and the guy had his 1-year-old dog, and I was there, you know, made sure the dog didn't go crazy or anything. So I helped out with that one. So yeah, thank you.
Amen. Scotty the dog whisperer. All right, now a rose among the thorns, Rose Vercellus.
Hello, church. I'm Rose Vercellus. This is my 7th swimming marathon. And usually I would just start by thanking the church, but I'm not allowed to do that. So first, I want to say I'm glad I was able to come. I was able to lead my first soul to the Lord. And I want to say, I'm not going to say her name because she'll get mad, but there was a girl that came and she was getting discouraged because she's never seen anybody saved. And then later that day, she was able to see 3 people saved. And around that same time, I was with my partner, Hannah Castle, and she said that we should probably pray for her. And then she was able to see 3 people saved. And I just want to say that prayer works even when it feels like it doesn't.
Amen. And
thank you.
Thank you, Rose. Valerie.
Good evening, church. My name is Valerie. This is my, I don't know, I've been going for a long time. And I wanted to thank my parents for letting me go. I went with my dad and my brother. At this point, we don't really have to ask him if we can go. We can just like pack up our bag and leave, because if it's anything to do with church, they'll let us go. And I wanted to thank my parents. And I got the opportunity to see 3 people to the Lord. I got to lead 3 people to the Lord, and that was a blessing. It was a teenage boy, a young girl, and a woman. And it was actually such a blessing. Those 3 I got to lead. And there is one lady, we were just walking, and like nobody answered the door. It was just so cold, it was dark. I wanted to go back to sleep. And then me and my partner, Nevaeh, we were walking up to the door, and then this woman was just with her little kid, and then she was like, "Are you guys from Landmark?" I was just like, yeah. And she's like, "Oh," I was like, "How do you know?" And then she was like, because I went to Landmark College. And then I was like, "Oh, okay, that's great." And I still invited her to Salisbury, even though she already went there. The church. I invited her to church. Yeah, thank you.
All right, I'm going to have Brother Betancourt and Daniel come up. You going to translate for your dad?
Lucky then. Buenas noches.
Good evening.
Buena bendición ir a ese Sobony Marathon.
It was a great blessing to go to that Sobony Marathon.
Las personas son muy muy dulces.
The people there were very kind.
Y la mayoría recibió las invitaciones.
And majority of the people, they accepted the invitations.
Y ese día salimos a invitar.
That day that we went out soul winning.
Mi compañero era Jacoby.
My soul winning partner was Jacoby.
Y dos hermosas ladies que viven, una que vive en Sebring, la otra no sé dónde vive.
And then two college girls, that one lives in Sebring and the other one is, I don't know.
Los apartamentos allá tienen una puerta y tienes que abrir para poder entrar a la segunda puerta donde viven las personas.
In the apartments, you have to open the first door and then you have to go, you have to open the first door to get to the second door where they live.
Y nuestras compañeras ponían las invitaciones nada más en la primera puerta.
And the girls that were with us, they just put the hangers on the first door.
Y les dije, ¿ya entraron adentro?
And I asked them, did you go inside?
Y me dijeron, no.
No, and they told me no.
Dice, hay que ir adentro. Le digo, sí.
He said, we have to go inside. He's like, yes, you got to go inside.
So, ese día iba a abrir esa puerta y salió una señora como de 70 años con una caminando con una silla y con un cigarro.
And that day when I opened the door and I saw a lady, she was 7 years old. She had a walker and a cigarette.
Y le pregunté,
70.
Le dije, Dios no quiera si tú murieras ahora, ¿dónde vas a pasar la eternidad?
And I asked her, if you were to die today, would you be 100% sure you go to heaven?
Y me dijo, me he estado preguntando, ustedes han oído muchas historias de esas, me he estado preguntando, ¿a dónde voy a llegar después de que yo muera?
And I'm pretty sure you've heard plenty of stories, testimonies like this, but she said, I was actually thinking about that, where would I go if I would die?
Y dice, le digo, ¿estás listas para entregar la vida a Cristo?
And I just asked her, are you ready to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior?
Y agarré mi Biblia y le di los versículos cómo puede ser salvo.
And I opened my Bible and I showed her how to get saved.
Y le entregó la vida a Cristo.
And she got saved.
No me acuerdo el nombre de ella, pero está en mi corazón.
I don't remember her name, quite frankly, but I have her in my heart.
Y otro andaba con el Dr. Bradley tocando puertas y encontramos otro joven, se llama Roberto.
And my soul winning partner was Dr. Bradley. We were knocking on doors, and then another gentleman came, and his name was Roberto.
Y también lo mismo le pregunté que dónde después de que moría dónde iba a pasar la eternidad.
And the same thing I asked him, if you were to die today, where would you go?
Me dijo, no sé.
And he said, I don't know.
Le digo, ¿te puedo enseñar con la Biblia?
He said, can I show you with the Bible?
Me dice, claro.
He said, sure.
Y le enseñé con la Biblia, también entregó la vida a Cristo.
And I showed him with the Bible, and he also accepted Jesus Christ.
Pero algo hermoso.
But something beautiful.
Hermano Morgan nos dejó en una calle muy larga.
Brother Morgan left us in a street very long.
Iba con el Dr. Bradley.
And I was with Dr. Bradley.
Y paramos a un en una cuadra.
We stopped in one block.
Y brother Morgan vino y dijo, no, sigan.
And Dr. Bradley was like, no, keep going. We stopped and he said, no, keep going.
Brother Morgan. Y nos volvimos a parar como a tres cuadras más.
And then we stopped three blocks more.
Y nos dijo, no sigan.
And he said, no, keep going.
Y la tercera vez lo mismo.
And then the third time, the same thing.
Porque Dios tenía un joven preparado de 15 años para entregar la vida a Cristo.
Because God had prepared a boy that was 15 years old to accept Jesus Christ.
Yo no lo gané para Cristo porque él habla inglés. Y yo le estaba enseñando con mi Biblia de inglés español y ya no pude y le hablé a Dr. Bradley y Dr. Bradley lo dirigió para Cristo.
I couldn't talk to him because he spoke English, but I kept showing him in my English and Spanish Bible the verses and I couldn't anymore, so I asked Dr. Bradley and Dr. Bradley led him to the Lord.
Gracias Iglesia, se sentía el Espíritu Santo, se sentía. Gracias por sus oraciones.
Thank you for your prayers, and we felt the Holy Spirit there.
Yeah. Brother Betancourt, for those of you who don't know, is the pastor of our Spanish church. Daniel, you're next. Don't leave. And he's doing a great job for us. He's a great soul winner. Amen. Daniel's a good soul winner, too.
Amen. You already know me. My name is Daniel. This is with my dad, probably the eighth soul winning marathon we've been on. I started going when I was in seventh grade. And I wasn't sure if I was going to go this year because I was like, man, my dad asked me, he's like, we're going to go. Are we going to go? And I was like, man, we got a lot of work. And I think the Lord heard me and he stopped work for like a week, actually 2 weeks. And we came back and there's still no more work. So we ended up going. So I led two people to the Lord, but in total I got to see 9 people led to the Lord with my brother. My partner, so many partner was Brother Doug Aches, and amen. All right, so I got to see him. We were in the first day. I don't know if we got to see many people led to the Lord, but on the second day, man, it was just one after the other, one after the other. And I was not getting discouraged. I was actually very excited that I was seeing a lot of people led to the Lord. Yeah. But then I was like, Lord, it would be kind of nice, you know, to lead one. You know, I've seen my brother. He was excited. You know, Brother Doug, he's always excited, you know. So, but when he leads someone to the Lord, it's like extra. So I was like, it'd be kind of nice to match his energy. So my biggest thing, you know, that whole week was Lord answering prayers. And the very next door, he was leading 2 young men to the Lord. I mean, they were big, they were buff, you know. They were working. And Brother Doug, he was just like, if you'd have died today, are you 100% sure you go to heaven? He's like, well, yeah, if I'm good, you know, good enough. And then Brother Doug is like, well, you're wrong. So, and he just kept telling him like that. I mean, he was bold about it. And he showed him through the Bible. And then it was actually 2 brothers that were working, and they both got saved. And then during that, when they were praying to get saved, I was asking the Lord, Lord, please let me lead one. If you just want me to lead one, I will be happy. And the very next door I knocked, it was a lady, and it was one of those cul-de-sacs. So I knocked the door, and the 2 kids came out, and they automatically ran to Brother Doug. Amen. And then he just started playing with them, and I don't know what they were doing. And I was talking to the mom, and she was just excited. I knew she understood, because she asked me, I told him at the end, if you accept Jesus Christ, you got to ask him, you know, and confess. And she was like, you can't, she told me, she's like, you can't pray for me to go to heaven. I'm like, no, I can't, you have to. And she was like, yeah, I understand that. And I'm like, would you like to do that? And she was like, yes. And she was so excited about it, she got saved. She bowed her head and accepted Jesus Christ. But her kids were riding her out to Brother Doug. And they were like, yeah, my mom, she finally got her citizenship to be here. You know, and then she was all embarrassed about it. But then Brother Doug was like, not only you're a citizen here, but you're a citizen in heaven. Amen. All right. So, and then the very next door, but a few blocks over, we got to lead another one to the Lord. I do not remember his name also, but... What was it?
Vaughn.
Vaughn. Now I remember him. All right. His name is Vaughn, but he was 20. He was 21, and he told me that he was in the roof, like he was doing AC, and he said that when he was looking down, he said, "Man, if I fall and I die, where will I go?" You know. And then I was like, "Well, praise the Lord, I'm here for that." You know. And that's why I come tell you. So it was just a big blessing to go, and thank you for everything.
Amen. I'm going to have Bob and Sue Paulin come up. And they were a blessing to us on the trip. A little bit of seasoned kind of kept us on our toes. Amen. And Brother Bob's going to make his wife go first.
Well, my name's Sue Paulin, and I'm glad that Charity's here tonight. She was such a blessing to me. I got to know a little bit more about her, and I loved the fact that she loved our college and her excitement. She would go right up to the door and knock on the door right away and invite people to church, and she would have no hesitancy at all about making sure that they knew they were going to go to heaven. And she gave me a lot of confidence. I'm probably the second oldest person there, the elderly people that Brother Ron was talking about. And she was so kind and good, and even though I might have been a little slower and everything, she was really wonderful. And I was also excited that she, when she graduates, she wants to work with teens, and I just think that's such a wonderful thing. So I got to go out 2 afternoons and 1 morning, and the Lord gave me the opportunity to witness each time I went out, which was such a blessing. He actually brought people to me. We also went out with Bob and Jake, and they would be tied up at a door. Well, not tied up, but they were talking to someone at the door, and we were waiting for them to be done. And then the first afternoon, a young man came along. He was on his way out to play soccer. He was kicking the soccer ball. His name was Pedro, and I stopped and talked to him a little while, and he was just so open to hearing about the gospel, and you could just see the change in his face, and he was so willing to pray. And so that was the first one that I led to the Lord, and that was so exciting. And then the next morning, same thing. They were still talking to someone at the door, and we were waiting. Charity and I were waiting. And there was a man across the street sitting in his truck, his work truck. And I'd say he was about 23 years old. His name was Nick Peterson. And I walked over to his door, and he said, well, I have a little bit of time while I'm waiting here for someone to come. And he was just so open again to hearing the gospel, and I was able to lead him to the Lord. And you could just see as he prayed how sincere he was. Amen. He was willing to give his phone number, his address. So I'm hoping the church there, I'm sure that they'll follow up with him. Then the last one, again, it was the same situation. It was in that afternoon. The last afternoon I went out, and it was a young man, and his name was Zion, which is a good name. And he was heading out somewhere. He was young, I'd say probably about 18 years old. And we stopped and talked to him and were able to lead him to the Lord also. And my husband goes out with Fishers of Men a lot. And he always says when he leads someone to the Lord that there's nothing like it. And I can honestly say after this experience, there really is nothing like leading someone to the Lord. It's awesome. And I did want to thank quickly the people that coordinated everything. It's just like so amazing how everything worked out so well, and it just was a great time. First time I'd ever done anything like this. So.
Yeah. Brother Bob.
All right, well, my sorry, Geritol Bob, radio moment. First off, Ron, I want to mention to you, I turned 72 that week. We're out there. I don't consider myself elderly, so I'm sorry. Okay, it was a great trip. I went out with Jacob Reels all week, and what a great kid. One note I wanted to make, he said he was 19 years old. I was 71, and then Thursday I turned 72, but I'm thinking 1971, that's the year I graduated from high school. Boy, did I feel old. Anyway, we had an opportunity to lead 10 people to the Lord. And that's not including the plane flight home. But, I mean, it was just great going out. A couple little stories that I thought was rather cute. My first day, I've never had a dog lead a young girl to me to be saved. Jacob and I was walking up to this door, or to this house. There was no fence, but I noticed her in the backyard holding this dog, and this dog was frisky. And this dog saw us coming. And he bolted with her holding the leash to us. So I'm thinking, that's a blessing, that's a sign. Anyway, Jacob and a couple of the young girls came over at the same time, Grace and I know Natalie was there, and I said, you have to be the silent partner, you have to handle this dog. This dog was going ballistic. Anyway, I was able to lead her to the Lord. Ashley was her name, 11 years old, and what a blessing that was. Another one that on Tuesday, when we got at the church, the first thing that all these young men, Brother Morgan and Brother Vassala said, gentlemen and ladies, give up your phones. So get rid of your cell phones. And I'm thinking, okay. And I asked, I said, do I have to give up mine? And thankfully they said no. I bring that up because on Wednesday, myself and Jacob, we came to a young man. He was Spanish, spoke Spanish fluently, no English. But I pulled up my Google Translate, and we were able to lead him to the Lord. I mean, so, you know, if you guys want to soul win in Spanish areas, get the Google Translate, or any language, really. It's amazing. It's an amazing app.
Yep.
Anyway, let's see. And one other one that I was kind of disappointed on, we're talking to this young man. He was at the door in this apartment, and he was following me. He was listening to me. He must have been in his 40s. And I led him right to him. He said, would you like to get us settled right now and pray with me? And he looked over his shoulder. He said, no, I can't do that. I said, well, how come? And there was a can of beer sitting on his coffee table right behind him. Now, in hindsight, Brother Doug said, well, you should have just told him, go take that can of beer and throw it in the sink, get rid of it, and come back. But me being a dumbbell, I just said, well, sorry, maybe at a later time you can come. Here's some flyers here and some notes that go ahead and You know, it's not us that saves, it's God that saves. So we had a wonderful trip, and I'm looking forward. I'd like to go to the next one. This is my first soul winning marathon, but I really had a ball, and it was great working with you guys and the young people. You kept us going out there, so thank you so much for that. And we look forward to the next soul winning marathon.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Since Mrs. Paulin said something about charity, I think I'll have charity come up.
So this was my very first soul winning marathon. Nervous as heck. First day, nothing. Knock door upon door upon door. Nothing. Second day, most of the morning, knocking doors, knocking doors, knocking doors, nothing. I'm like, Lord, please give me at least one. 2 seconds later, I'm knocking on this door. Teenage girl, probably about my age, maybe a little older, comes to the door and is perceptive as I have ever met. And so Grace and I was with Grace Parsons that morning. I got passed around to like every group, it seemed like. So Grace and I kind of tag teamed it. And so we were able to lead her to the Lord. It was my only soul the entire week. But it was a huge blessing.
Amen. All right, I'm going to do one more. Let me have Lennox. Would you come up, please? I don't want any Indian sounds from you guys.
I'm going to stand right here. Just kidding. This is my first time at Soul Marathon. I was kind of scared, but after a while, the preaching and everything, it kind of hyped me up and all that. Just it's not by my will, it's just his will. And one of the testimonies that really spoke to me was this one guy, I think his name was Lewis or something like that, but he wasn't even at the houses, he was working and all that. I was like, if you were to die today, would you know for certain if you go to heaven or hell? He said, yeah, I know. And then all that, and then it was just his willingness and everything, and it just spoke to it kind of really helped me out, because every time when I was trying to like lead him, I asked him that, something went up when he had to work and all that, like I gotta call my boss, make sure and all that. But and I thought he was gonna say, can we do this later? But he said, just wait one moment. And then it was just a blessing to, he was willing to accept the Lord and all that. Thank you, church, for everything.
Amen. Amen. You know what it's all about is souls coming to Jesus Christ. I said the other night that he that winneth souls is wise, and we want to send out some wise servants for the Lord. But let me read another verse. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. But my concern tonight, I see several visitors here. I don't really know all of you. My concern would be that there would be somebody here tonight that has not received Jesus Christ as their Savior. We spent all this time up there trying to win souls, and yet we don't want to let somebody slip through the cracks here in their own church. So if you're here and you're not saved, remember this: your sins will take you to hell, but Jesus Christ died on the cross so that you could have eternal life. As the piano player comes, we're going to have a short invitation. I'd like everyone to stand to your feet. Brother Bert's going to come and sing a song of invitation. I'm going to ask you as a church, would you pray that we'll stay a soul winning church, and pray for these soul winners? Pray that the fire that is kindled in their hearts will stay, and pray for the lost soul that's not saved here tonight. As Brother Bert sings, you come.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily.